From NPR News in Washington, I'm Dave Mattingly. First-time jobless claims dropped in the U.S. last week in what's considered more evidence that the economy is moving ahead with its slow recovery. Initial claims for unemployment insurance fell by 7,000. They dropped to a seasonally adjusted 444,000. It's the third straight weekly decline. Tomorrow, the Labor Department reports on the nation's jobless rate for April. That's expected to hold steady at 9.7%, with about 200,000 jobs being added to the U.S. economy. New evidence is surfacing in the case against the suspect in the failed Times Square bombing in New York. Two additional videos place Faisal Shahzad at the scene and buying some of the explosives. As NPR's Dina Temple-Raston reports, the suspect allegedly told investigators that he had done a dry run of that attack.
One of the new videos shows a man who resembles Shahzad climbing out of the smoking SUV in Times Square wearing a white baseball cap. The second allegedly shows him buying fireworks in Pennsylvania, the same fireworks that were found inside the car as part of the bomb. A law enforcement official told NPR that Shahzad described a dry run of the attack. He drove around Times Square to work out the best place to park his car bomb. Then he returned to the city and parked a getaway car not far from Times Square. The only problem was he left keys for that car in the smoking SUV, so he ended up having to take a train home to Connecticut. Dina Temple-Raston, NPR News, New York.
President Obama is trying to reassure his supporters that he wants a comprehensive immigration bill passed by Congress. As NPR's Mara Liasson reports, a comprehensive bill means one that includes a path to legalization for undocumented workers.
President Obama admitted he caused some confusion last week when he made remarks that suggested he was backing off his commitment to push hard for an immigration reform bill. But at a Cinco de Mayo party at the White House, he said immigration reform can be done and needs to be done.
I want to begin work this year. And I want Democrats and Republicans to work with me.
Passing immigration reform is a difficult vote for both Democrats and Republicans, and even harder in a recession. But so far, there is no Republican support at all for an immigration bill in the Senate. And it's unclear how hard the White House wants to push this issue before November if only Democrats support it. Mara Liasson, NPR News, The White House.
There could be votes in the Senate today on proposed amendments to a financial industry overhaul. Republicans disagree with President Obama on how far to go with consumer protections. The GOP plan limits the enforcement power of a proposed Consumer Protection Bureau. Another amendment calls for the Federal Reserve to undergo a thorough audit by the investigative arm of Congress. The polls are open in Britain, where Prime Minister Gordon Brown is hoping to hold on to power in that country's national elections. Conservative challenger David Cameron is trying to return his party to office after 13 years. This is NPR News from Washington. A group of same-sex couples challenging the Federal Defense of Marriage Act are due in federal court today in Boston. NPR's Tovia Smith reports they'll be arguing that the federal government should recognize their marriage since Massachusetts does.
The plaintiffs say it's unconstitutional for the federal government to ignore their legal marriages while recognizing others. Because of DOMA, they are ineligible for federal benefits ranging from filing joint federal tax returns to receiving spousal Social Security death benefits. Plaintiffs' lawyer Gary Buzik says the federal government has always let states define who's married.
We've had different ages, we've had blood relation limitations that vary from state to state, and the federal government dealt with all of that by simply saying, if the state says you're married, we say you're married. Until 96, when suddenly they say, we don't want to accept these marriages.
The Obama administration opposes DOMA, but's in the awkward position of having to defend it in court. Government lawyers say the law is discriminatory, but not quite unconstitutional. Tovia Smith, NPR News.
Automakers and safety advocates will be on Capitol Hill today as Congress designs tougher penalties for car companies failing to quickly report safety defects. This follows the series of safety recalls involving millions of Toyotas with faulty gas pedals and brake problems. A trade group representing Toyota and the Detroit automakers is expected to support making brake override systems mandatory on all new vehicles. That and requiring so-called black boxes on new ones as well. Those would record data in the seconds leading up to a vehicle crash and during the seconds after impact. I'm Dave Mattingly, NPR News, in Washington.